Yeah, we're good.
I hope this is a mess.
Let's no, okay. You guys, it can't be a mess. We can't refilm this, so focus, okay? Bring the A. Hey everybody, welcome back to Blah Blah Blah. I'm Cicely.
I'm Genevieve.
And I'm Zulema.
And this is Passion for Fashion
Part 2.
Due.
Dos.
Due Lipa.
We are back with a little more structure this time, actually, because we went onto the stories and we asked you guys.
We took it to IG.
We took it all the way over to the old Instagram.
And you guys asked us some really amazing questions, which I, with my type A personality, took the liberty of organizing by theme and topic. And we're going to have a little guided discussion here.
Yes.
Oh my God. In like a fun way.
I think our last episode was more reflecting on our past fashion choices. And this one is giving more tips, talking about our inspiration and, you know.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys learned anything from our last one about fashion or our fashion sense or anything.
It was
but
more context.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Which I think was interesting. Background. We need the background. We need to lay the foundation to then get into.
To then build the house that has the closet that starts our passion for fashion.
Yeah, yes. We don't want that house falling down because our clothes are in there, you know?
Don't let it fall down.
And then what are we going to talk about?
What are we without our clothes?
So Zoo
naked.
Found.
Did you guys hear that?
Yes.
What?
I was like trying to think of a response to that.
I said naked.
Zoo saw a good TikTok, which was called the 3-word method. Do you want to give a little brief description?
Yeah. Well, I actually saw this, I think like a year ago or something.
Oh,
but
really?
It's basically this girl named Allison.
Shout out Allison.
Bernstein? Bornstein? Yeah. She's like a New York-based fashion stylist, and she made these TikToks where she basically has this method called the 3-word method, and she uses it with her clients kind of like as like a way to help them choose outfits or to find their style. And I found it really helpful.
It's like a guide almost.
Yeah. Basically it's like a strategy to like identify your personal style with 3 adjectives. So it could be like cool, elevated, comfortable, or colorful, classic, bold. Basically, it just helps people figure out the style that you currently have or the style that you want to have. So I thought it would be fun to come up with our 3 words.
I love that. But it was interesting, too, in the video that you showed us, she described how you find your words, which we didn't do because we just did it tonight, which maybe we can do it when we get home and then reflect again in the next podcast episode. But you take all of your clothes that you wear most often and you put them on your bed, and then you kind of like categorize them and like look at them and see what they describe about you. Because I think when I think about my fashion, I think about all my clothes, even though I don't wear a lot of them. I stick to 4 shirts and a couple pairs of pants. And those 4 shirts and a couple pairs of pants, that's your style, really.
Yeah,
like, that's
she
what
said,
you're basing
like,
these adjectives off
put
of.
Put some clothes aside that you wear every day or that you find yourself returning to or that you love or that you want to wear.
Yeah, which I think is really interesting.
Yeah, there's like the aspirational aspect too. And I thought it was interesting that she discourages kind of using these really general terms like cute or cool to describe your style, because I think that's just so broad. So be trying, like, it's almost a fun challenge. How can you narrow it down? And it's almost thinking of yourself as like a brand. Like, so if your style was a brand, what would be the 3 words that you would almost like pitch it as?
Kind of hard too to think of words, because you think of, okay, elegant, classy, gorgeous, like whatever these words are. And you're like, how can I describe? That feels weird describing myself as that. It almost feels like you're giving yourself a compliment. So it was like a really interesting little thing to challenge to try.
Also, one of the words can be something that you want your style to be. So it doesn't necessarily have to describe your style now, but what you want your style to become.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
do you guys,
who wants to go first?
Zoo, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I can go first. So my first word that I chose was comfortable, just because I feel like all the clothes that I find myself wearing most often are just comfortable. Like, I feel good in them. That's what I feel confident in, is clothes that are comfortable on me.
There's no, like, worse feeling than not feeling comfortable in your clothes. Yeah. Like, there's no confidence lower than when you, like, your clothes are too tight or they don't fit well, or, like, something's hanging out or whatever.
I was just gonna say, I, like, have a few tops that I really like, but this is such a small thing, but, like, one of them, the shoulder, like, always falls off. Like, it's too loose.
Yeah.
So I always get nervous that it's going to fall off. Or if, like, a cut is like a little too low, and then you're constantly looking down to like make sure your nipple's not popping out. It's like those little things, then you can't just like be your most confident self because you're worried about something.
I have this like pair of pants that I thrifted. They're like these Burberry red corduroy pants, and I love them, but they're so low waisted that when I pull them up, I love to wear my pants really high. Like when I was younger, my parents used to make fun of me for it, like so high. I love to just yank them up because I don't want them to fall down. And they give me the biggest camel toe, and I'm so uncomfortable in them all the time.
Because then you're self-conscious about it.
And I'm always, like, pulling them down, pulling them, like, literally out of my crotch. So I did not pick those. I did not think about those when I was doing this challenge.
Yeah, so comfort is really important to me. The second thing I chose was oversized, which kind of has to also do with comfortable. I just find that a lot of the clothes that I gravitate towards are oversized. Like, I love a loose-fitting pant or, like, a big T-shirt. Or just, like, a dress. I find that, like, an oversized dress or like, a long skirt.
Even, like, when we were in college, I always noticed that about you. Like, when we would go to thrift stores, you would go to, like, the men's section first usually. Yeah. And I was – that was kind of new for me. I was like, oh, yeah, wait. Like, men's clothes, they're baggier, they're more comfortable, and also that can be a very cool look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think also sometimes when people think about oversized, it doesn't equate to sexy, but I feel like you can wear clothes – that are oversized and still feel like, oh, I'm sexy. Like, I feel good in myself.
Well, I also think it goes back to, like, sexy is a mindset, you know? Yeah. It's like you can be sexy, whatever. Right. But it's, like, how you carry yourself and how you feel about yourself gives off, like, a sexy aura, kind of.
Yes, you could be wearing the tightest bodycon dress.
And feel so not sexy.
And feel bad because you're worried about something. You're worried about how it looks. And then you're not being your most confident self.
But if you're comfortable in your clothes, like, you're just going to be sexy, period.
Exactly. I'm just sexy. What can I say? Yes, you are. And my third word is kind of something that I aspire to be, but I chose minimal because I just like minimal, basic clothes that I can wear every day and pair with other things. And I think it's just timeless because the trendy items, like, they come and go, but the minimal classic items are here to stay.
Yeah,
and
I totally agree.
I want to try to incorporate that more.
And I've even been seeing that, like I said earlier with you, like, you've been buying more pieces that, like, are a little more expensive, maybe still thrifted, but that you can have for the rest of your life and will last the rest of your life. And I think that will give you, like, that just automatically gives you the timeless look, you know, because they're clothes from the 90s probably that have lasted until 2023 and will last forever.
Exactly.
Okay. For mine, the first one I picked is playful because I was trying to think, I was like, oh, maybe funky or fun, but I think playful is a good descriptor because I feel like I'll tend to pick something out in a store that just sparks joy for me. Maybe it's not the most practical sometimes. I love, you know, like a sparkly bag or just a really fun printed sweater or something silly that just, like, makes me happy. So sometimes not very practical, but I definitely have, I have a mixture of both in my closet, but I think one aspect is playful for sure. And then my second word, I picked 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it kind of came to my mind because I remember my amazing hairstylist who cut my hair in LA, Tim, he, like, said to me one time, he DM'd me on Instagram in response to a picture or something. He was like, I love your whole 90s vibe these days. This was, like, last year.
Yes.
And I was like, first of all,
such a good compliment.
Compliment. And then it kind of made me reflect from an outside perspective. And I was thinking, oh, I think a lot of the things that I'm gravitating towards are 90s, just in terms of maybe more minimal, kind of like a little edge with 90s, a lot of high neck things. I just think 90s is timeless and classic and kind of similar to what you were saying, more minimal. And I definitely gravitate towards those. Just a good white T-shirt and then a good Levi's, like, straight leg jean with sneakers is my ideal outfit, kind of a good uniform. And I definitely think that's reminiscent of 90s for sure.
I also think it's interesting too, because not that that's a trendy look at all. I think trends come and go and, like, the decades repeat themselves for sure. But I also think, like, in terms of inspiration for you, it's like you love Pinterest, like, you love Instagram, like, you love, like, you really, I think, get, like, a lot of inspiration, like, even for everything. I think we all do. And 90s is, like, a really big, it's, like, always been a trend on Instagram. It's always not, like, a trend, but it's always been, like, you look at pictures of Angelina Jolie, like, celebrities going back in the day, like, not even focusing on their fashion, but just focusing on, like, oh, look how cool they looked or whatever. So it is that's such a great decade to like gravitate towards because there's yeah. so much inspiration out there for yeah. what to buy and like things to look for. So,
and I think it always is a cool look, and it's also very easy to recreate. Sometimes other decades can be a little bit difficult. Like 70s can almost sometimes look costumey.
And 70s you have to like commit.
Yeah,
you know?
It's definitely, yeah. and it's not a lot of closet staples, I feel like. With 90s, it's like I'm saying, it's like those high necks, it's like midi length things, yes. it's jeans, you know, all that stuff is very classic 90s, and I think that's pretty easy to recreate yourself.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys smell weed? Side note.
A little bit.
I do a little bit.
Who's Sharon? Oh.
We are all high out of our minds right now, by yeah. the way, you guys. No, just kidding. We're pretty put together yeah. for being stoned. Mm-hmm. And then the last word that I chose was classic. I guess kind of going off the 90s. My mom, her style is very preppy and it's very classic, very timeless. She used to work at the Chanel retail store for many years. And so her whole closet is full of vintage Chanel from the 90s. And she has kept things in pristine condition. And that's all she wears is like the tweed jackets and button up shirts and like skirts. And so I think that has definitely rubbed off on me, kind of her classic, slightly preppy, but I guess just more timeless look. She's always said to me what you're saying, which is buy quality, not quantity. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think that's always been also a part of my style.
I love those words for you. I think great. That's very accurate for what I think of as your style.
Yeah. And I was all trying to think of it, and I'm like, it is very 90s, but not 90s in like a trendy, tacky way. Not that even really existed, but like 90s in like an elegant, classy, expensive way. Like just like a nice, it just like exudes
quiet luxury.
Class well, and luxury.
I always like to take it back to this comment that a lovely girl said to me one time. We were on our way to a party and she was wearing, you know, she was dressed to the nines, let's just say that. And I was wearing, I think, probably baggy jeans, maybe Dickies, because I was in my copying zoo era. Probably,
I'm always in my copying zoo era.
Probably a racer t-shirt or something. Mm-hmm. And
definitely Dale Jr.
And she said, it looks like you're not even trying.
That's such a backhanded compliment.
I was like, it took me a second to process. And I was like, okay. That's I don't think that's a compliment.
I don't think you meant that in a nice
but
way.
But you know what? We can turn that around. And actually, I love the it looks like you're not even trying look because it's kind of on the casual spectrum of things, the comfortable spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're not even trying. She didn't finish the sentence. You're not even trying, but you look great, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, that's what she meant.
Did you
right?
cut her off?
That was hilarious. I love that one.
Okay, so my words, my first one is casual. I think I dress really casually.
Yeah.
I can definitely step it up for a night out, and I love dressing up. I love a theme, but I think if I'm thinking about the things that I gravitate towards every day, it's casual stuff.
Yeah.
Also,
wearing boxers to the blonde.
Literally, I wore boxers to the blonde once. But somebody came up to me when I was wearing boxers at the blonde, and they were like, "You are the best dressed person here." I was literally in my PJs, you guys.
It's going to be the title of your memoir, Boxers at the
Blonde. Boxers
at
the Blonde. I was wearing white boxers.
If you don't know what the Blonde is, it's a nightclub in New York.
Yeah. In like a hotel that everybody like dresses to the nines to go to, and I wore white boxers, a white Brandy Melville tank top with no bra, and a blazer, and I wore cheetah heels. So,
that defines your style.
Where it's perfect because it's a balance, it's a mix. Like the thing is, you will wear a dress, you'll wear a really cute, nice dress, but then you'll put sneakers on.
Yeah.
So it makes it kind of have that casual twist.
I do. You guys texted me this thing, or I think G texted me, and it was like the biggest compliment ever.
Yeah.
I screenshotted it. G was wearing like a cute lingerie dress with a blazer over it and sneakers, and she was like, "I'm in the Sicily uniform." I was like, "That was the best compliment ever." Like lingerie totally and a blazer and sneakers. That's like my perfect mix. If I'm not doing the words and I'm just describing three things, like that's
you
my
in
outfit.
An outfit.
Yeah.
Because it's like professional, mature, sexy and fun.
Yes.
And then sporty.
Yeah.
Because also like I think we all are on the same page for sure. It's about comfort for us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So like I'm not as much as I want to wear heels and be good at walking in heels, I want to dance.
Yes.
I want to have fun. I want to be comfortable. I want to be able to walk home and not feel like
I want to be
struggling.
Able to city bike home.
Yeah.
If necessary.
Yes. So I'm always in my Sambas, my sneakers. So that's like the casual aspect, I think. Then my second one is chaotic. And I think that goes back to like wearing a blazer, wearing sneakers, and wearing lingerie or wearing mm-hmm. boxers mm-hmm. and a tank top and a blazer. Like, I just kind of like, I think it looks good together, but it is chaotic if you're looking at all the individual pieces.
Turning something on its head a little bit, because yeah. I think maybe the yeah. average person would think, okay, I'm wearing this lingerie dress. I'm going to wear a leather jacket or something.
I think instead of chaotic, I would almost describe it as like unexpected.
Yes. Ooh,
like
yes.
you wouldn't expect to wear a lingerie dress with a blazer, but you do, yes. and it works so well.
Yeah, unexpected. I'm going to change chaotic to unexpected. And then my third and final word is sporty.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, totally.
I love sporty. I love the sneaker look. I love wearing shorts, like
track shorts.
Yeah. I also should mention I work from home. So if I leave the house, it's like I'm going to dinner or I'm going somewhere. So it's like when I'm at home or just walking to get a coffee during the day, I'm not really trying to impress anybody. So I'm not really like wearing all of my clothes or like my full wardrobe. So since I've started working from home like 2 years ago, it's definitely like I think I've gotten a lot more casual and I've gotten right. a lot more like sporty, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I could add one more word, which I just thought about and wrote down, I think masculine. Mm. I think I dress kind of masculine.
But you have like a good like balance yeah. of feminine and masculine.
I guess so. I just think because the back blazer to the casual is masculine and comfy.
But then you have the lingerie dress.
Yeah.
You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
I agree. Yeah.
It's that sort of unexpected thing. Two things that seem like they wouldn't go together, but then when mm-hmm. you put them together, it looks cool.
Yeah.
Because someone's, like, surprised by it.
Almost. Yeah. That's true. I loved that.
Yeah.
That was, like, such a good question, Zoo. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, of course.
So I think that kind of also covered our second question, which was, like, what inspires us?
Yeah.
Fashion. I think G is the 90s. Mm-hmm. Me, it's just, like, putting random stuff together and, like, oh, my God, this looks good. Then I feel inspired to create another kind of funky outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Zoo, what inspires you?
I find that I actually get a lot of inspiration from movies, which I know you guys do, too. Yeah. But, like, Sofia Coppola, I love her movies and the fashion in that. Or, like, when we watched Practical Magic, yes. that was a huge yeah. inspiration.
I literally then started dressing like that. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
So I find a lot of inspiration from movies and just like people that I look up to in social media, like
mm-hmm. yeah,
Bella Hadid. I know it's
Bella Hadid.
It's yeah, kind of style. You know,
she does.
Everyone copies her, but you know, it's good to I get a lot of inspiration.
I think it's so interesting with you guys because I look up, like I admire this about you is like you guys can watch a movie or see somebody on Instagram or G's like so good at this, like watching a movie and then you find like the thrifted pieces and then you make it your own and you wear it.
But it's weird because sometimes I feel like, not bad about this, but I feel like, ugh, my style's so not rooted that I can so easily see something and then be like, oh, I want to dress like that right. now or this week.
But I think it's still rooted lasting. In all of your words. Like, I think it is like mm-hmm. elegant, classy. It's like it's rooted in your words and you make it your own. Like, you take something yeah. like we watched Practical Magic and then we went to the thrift stores and you were so inspired by that that you got like all these timeless, amazing pieces that kind of had like a little hint of Practical Magic. So you're mm-hmm. like constantly building on your wardrobe and on your yeah. style. And same with Zoo, where for me, sometimes it's like, I feel like I get stuck in just like mm-hmm. what I like and what I'm wearing, that it's hard for me to feel inspired and then actually go out and get those things and then like bring it into my wardrobe.
Right.
It's definitely, I mean, I think style can just be so in flux. I definitely envy people like you who are like consistent in terms of, okay, this is Sicily. This is something Sicily would wear.
Right.
Sometimes I am like, well, wait, what would I wear? Because sometimes I don't even know who I want to be that week.
Yeah.
So I think I'm sometimes, it's almost a character kind of thing. You know, you see a yeah. movie, you mm-hmm. see a character, and then you think, oh, how can I almost morph into that a little yeah. bit, picking up these, like, pieces of inspiration somewhere. It actually reminds me about how I feel about nails, which is a huge reason why I love doing my nails so much, because sometimes it makes me feel almost like a different person. And because mm-hmm. you can change your nails on a weekly basis, you can, whatever mood you're feeling that week, you can be that. You could be square French tip if you're yeah. feeling classic, you know, mm-hmm. then you could be bedazzled because you're feeling crazy that week, but then you could be muted or you could be red because you want to be yeah. sexy. Like,
yes,
it's just, I feel like I'm in flux a lot. I don't know if that kind of relates to what you're saying about picking up things from movies, but
yeah, I feel like I take like certain elements from different people, and I also feel the same way where I almost feel like I'm copying a certain person. Yeah. Like, I was obsessed with Iris Law for a while, yeah. or like Lindsay Vrkonic. I was like, I want to be her, so I'm gonna dress yeah. like her. But I don't think that's a bad thing because everyone copies and that's just the way it works.
Yeah.
And so I think just
And you taking, do it in your own way.
Yeah, you do it in your own way. You take elements from different people like Devin Lee Carlson. Mm-hmm. You take elements that you admire about these people and you incorporate that into your wardrobe. So I think that's how I find a lot of my inspiration. And yeah. also just like people that I see on the street. Like a lot of times mm-hmm. I'll just like take a mental note of like if I see a cool person, I'll try to think of like, oh, what do I like about their outfit? And then maybe try to look for things that, you know, yeah. that they're wearing or that I like.
No, and it's so I'll true. Literally build an outfit. I think just recently I saved a photo from Pinterest because it was something, it was pieces that I had in my wardrobe. This girl was wearing a black tank top, white midi skirt, mm-hmm. knee-high black boots, and then a black cardigan. I thought, I have all those things.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that outfit together. I just liked the way that she did it.
Yeah.
And then...
See, I think that's what I admire about you guys, too. It's, like, I think I struggle sometimes, like, doing that. Like, I think I'm so used to all my clothes and how I put an outfit together and, like, my wardrobe that it's hard for me to, like, yeah, I'll see people in the street and I get inspired by them. And I'm, like, oh, I want to wear something like that. But then I never actually get around to putting it together.
I think you do in, like, a subconscious way. Maybe you're not doing it, like... intentionally, but I think you are subconsciously like looking at things that you like and incorporating it in a way that you don't even realize.
I think you have a Devin Lee Carlson vibe, and what I mean by that is
that's like the biggest compliment ever. It's
so true because if you look at a photo from her from 2017, she would wear the same outfit right now. Anyone would. Mm-hmm. It's her thing is so consistent and cool and fun and very her, and it's like when you look at Cheetah Print. I think of Sicily because, you know, and I don't know what my thing would be like that because I'm constantly, I think, changing so much or finding inspiration. It's not boring that you have things that are consistent to your style. It's almost like your brand. You've established it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's how I feel.
It's the grandma mentality, babe. I've been around for a long time. I've established
You're
it.
You're a trendsetter.
This leads to a really interesting question that somebody asked. What are your thoughts on matching outfits with friends / boyfriends?
I'd have to define matching. I mean,
not like your twins wearing the same thing, but like.
Well, you want me to use an example from my
Well, past? That's why I thought it was kind of an interesting question All that right, somebody asked.
Let me fill the listeners in on this one. My ex-boyfriend really liked Jordans. I didn't have a pair of Jordans. I had like one pair of sneakers that I would wear my Sambas every day. And he started buying me these sneakers.
And she was showing up to dinner in Jordans all of a sudden.
Was very, I guess, sort of out of character for me. Not out of character because I wear sneakers, but he would buy the same matching colorway that he had. Okay. At the time, I didn't think this was weird. I thought it was adorable, actually. And you know what?
And I think still... it's based out of love, and I think it's based out of cuteness.
I still think it's adorable,
it's
but...
based out of cuteness.
I don't know what else to say about it.
Look, I still think it's adorable and
good intentions.
Great shoes, and he has a really good eye for shoes. So I have these really cute pink Jordans.
Yeah.
I have blue and black. And it was kind of fun to get outside of your comfort zone, I guess. But I would say don't let yourself be left behind in that process. You know, you start dressing like somebody or someone starts recommending clothes to you or something, almost styling you. That's awesome because you're picking up inspiration, but don't lose who you are and then just start dressing identical because I think then where are you in that whole thing, you know?
I think that happens to me a lot too, like with relationships is I'll like see what they're wearing and I'm like, ooh, like I want to wear that or whatever, or I'll see what they're buying and I'm like, ooh, I want to like buy that. Like one time I dated somebody who like didn't like thrifting at all. Like he thought thrifting was weird and gross. So I would like pretend like the things that I had thrifted were not thrifted. Oh, I was like, God. Oh my God, no, I got, like, this is from, like, Zara, or, like, whatever. Like, it was, like,
I do the opposite. I wear something that's Zara, and I say it's thrifted.
But that's usually me. Like, I usually, like, I love thrifting. I've loved thrifting since I was young, and it's just so interesting. That was, like, in high school, so it was different, but it's just so interesting how, like, your style can either, can evolve with somebody, or you can start dressing like somebody, but you can also start kind of, like, manipulating what you're wearing to like fit with it, like less so inspired but more so like constrained.
Well, I think it's like what Zoo and I were saying on the last episode was you can be so attracted to somebody too, it could be a friend, it could be a romantic thing, that you start, you know, dressing like the person that you admire or are attracted to, which yeah, I'm not like against it or for it. I think with the shoe thing, I thought it was really cute. This guy that I dated had awesome style, and that was one of the things I really just admired about him. So I picked up little pieces of that, and now I incorporate that into, you know, it's just people affect you. Friends come into your lives and they dress mm-hmm. a certain way, and it leaves an impression on you.
Yeah.
Same thing with relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah. So to answer that question, I would say not matchy-matchy, but it's okay yeah. to take inspiration from people.
Yeah, take elements. Don't yeah. copy
well,
someone.
Well, in high school, I did the same thing where my boyfriend was really into, like, Jordans and sneakers and stuff, and I kind of, like, fell into that. And we had a matching pair of Jordan Cement 4s that we would wear together.
And it's kind of cute.
It's cute. It's based in cuteness.
My whole existence.
Until you see, I posted an Instagram photo of us posing together, like kind of like how those Instagram couples will pose. And we were both in our Jordan Cement 4s. And I was in like a J. Crew striped top and like Levi's skinny jeans.
Oh, no.
And then I had these Jordan Cement 4s on.
See,
so
you were still there. I was showing up.
I think it's also great to be like, it's great to be like supportive too. Like they buy them for you and you're like, you know what? I love this. Like I'm going to put this on for you because it's fun to match with you.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever see me show up anywhere with mm-hmm. matching with them?
Not matching. Just
like wearing the same shoes. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
What was your
Maybe.
Reaction, I guess?
I didn't really think anything of it.
I don't think I thought anything of it really.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, there's that. There's that. I don't know. Like, that's nothing. Not.
There's that.
No. Okay. Let me rephrase my tone. I think my tone is getting misunderstood. Oh, there's that. Cool.
Okay.
I wasn't like.
You don't have any
feeling
toward it.
Oh, my God. What the hell? I think they were pink, so I liked them.
Yeah.
I like pink. I like pink and cheetah print.
Speaking
okay, next
of question.
A sneaker, I really like this question, too. Somebody was like, what do you guys think? Like, what is your element that you bring to an outfit to elevate the outfit? For me, I will answer. I either think it's like a clip on my bag. I love having a clip on my bag that elevates my outfit, and I'll change the clip out sometimes. I also love sunglasses.
Ooh,
I think sunglasses. I have such an extensive sunglass collection. Maybe G's kind of creeping up on me. I've seen that drawer of sunglasses.
Oh my God. Like, way too many.
But I love how too. Like a sunglasses will just elevate an outfit. And sometimes I get upset, I realize, when I go outside and it's not sunny and I can't wear my sunglasses.
I know. I feel you. You know? I totally feel you.
And at night, I just struggle so hard because I obviously can't wear my sunglasses.
Yes. I would say for me, it would probably be, well, if I'm not allowed to say nails, because I think nails are actually part of fashion. And I think they're an accessory.
I think that's a great accessory.
I would say nails. I usually don't like to go out unless my nails are fun. They're an extension of my personality or how I'm feeling that week, like I was saying. So definitely nails. And I would also say jewelry because I love, you know, either if it's a ton of rings or if it's just one big ring, or right now I'm into hoop earrings, but like last year I was into kind of printed or like beaded earrings. And so I think when you have your whole outfit on and then you put on a thick gold hoop earring or something, it just... changes things.
Yeah,
or you layer
does.
A bunch of
I admire that about you. You definitely change out your earrings a lot, and I feel like I never change my. I mean, I never wear earrings, but all my earrings are like in permanently. Like they do not move.
I just add it to my thing as I'm getting ready. It's like, okay, I do my hair and makeup, then I pick out an outfit, and then my last stop before I leave is what could I add on jewelry wise?
Yeah,
that'd be cool. Mm-hmm. And either it's sometimes a statement is. You're wearing something low cut and you don't wear a necklace. And that's cool. Or it's like you're wearing a ton of necklaces or you're wearing one statement one. You know, it really can change a whole friggin' look.
That's such a hard question. I guess for me, I would say maybe like a cool shoe. I'm really like I just bought these Chanel loafer?
Almost like ballet flat, but like a little elevated.
Yeah, like I feel like a fun
Mary
shoe.
Jean.
Like a slip-on.
Yeah, because I feel like you can wear like a pretty basic casual outfit, but if you put on a fun shoe, it can elevate it. I just bought these sneakers that are like a collaboration between Hysterics Glamour and Kiko Kostadinov. And those are just like a fun way to make an outfit more interesting.
I also love how with all of your shoes, you wear socks with them. You know, like with your Chanel flats, so like you'll usually wear socks with them.
Yeah.
And I love that. And with like... with your, I can't pronounce that. What is it? The sneakers, the pink sneakers. Yeah, yeah, you'll wear like a white sock or like something that you can really see that doesn't blend in, you know? I love that.
Also, yeah. I think with you, I mean, I've noticed this a lot, is you'll do a hairstyle.
Yeah, that's I love a fun hairstyle. Yeah.
You'll do like a really good braid and then you'll put a bow on the end of it. Yeah. Or I just always notice you do something funky and cool with your hair and it it looks almost like you... Like you're not even trying. But seriously, it looks like she just threw it together, but in a way that like, oh, she just grabbed her bow on the way out and like, you just tied it in, some ribbon and shit, and you just do such a good job of making that look like you didn't spend hours doing it, and it still somehow looks so good.
When Zeus started putting freaking bows in her hair, I tried my hardest to stick some bows up in there.
It never looked good when I tried to do it.
I was like, had so much.
Because we're trying. Oh,
thank
we're
you.
Trying.
Yeah. Oh, I'm trying too. But no, I do agree. I think a fun hairstyle can really spice up an outfit.
Yeah. Do you feel yourselves gravitating towards popular TikTok am I okay? You guys, I've literally been stuttering. Like, it's not even a joke.
You just stuttered when you said stuttering.
I'm a stutterer. Me and Biden. Do you find yourselves gravitating towards TikTok trends? Mm-hmm. Why not? And then how much of what you wear do you say is based on trends? Because I do think a little bit of our style is based on trends. Like, maybe not a TikTok trend, but, like, even what Bella Hadid's wearing. Yeah.
This is my rule
of
thumb. I just went into Urban Outfitters, 2 days ago. If it's in Urban Outfitters, you're too late.
You're too
late. Don't do it. Because let me tell you something that I was on Depop looking for was, I love a big statement necklace and I've loved a big cross. Mm-hmm. It almost kind of looks almost like rock and roll.
Kind of Bella Hadid-ish.
Actually 90s, actually. I go in. And in the accessory section, the entire wall
is crosses.
Almost kind of.
That's our food. One second.
Whoopsie doodle. Bottom line, if you see it there, you know, it's too late. Then everyone's wearing it. It's not cool and unique anymore.
Oh my god!
Oh, you guys.
Cicely just touched me with her butt.
Oh my god! What's happening on me? And I feel that way with TikTok trends. If you see it on TikTok, you know it's. You're going to start seeing it everywhere on the street, and then it's not special. And I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I like to feel special.
Yeah. This is my rule that I have for myself is, okay, one, if it's a trend and I want to hop on it, like a jersey or something, I was really into jerseys for a while, I knew it was a trend that I would maybe wear for a couple months and then hate a year later. I think you should always thrift trends, not spend a lot of money on it, because you're not going to have this in your wardrobe forever. It's going to go out of style very quickly.
Totally.
So if you are going to buy a trendy piece, try to thrift it or buy it on Depop or something, because
then it's automatically cooler, first of all. And second of all, my thought process with that too is like, then you can like give it back to a thrift store, donate it again, and like continue the cycle. It's not like you bought a new piece of clothing and then you're donating it and nobody's going to really buy it at the thrift store. It's like, it will continue in the thrift cycle and somebody else will find it and stuff. So I do agree with that.
Yeah. And it's not bad to wear trendy pieces. I love wearing trendy pieces. But I think just don't invest a bunch of money on it. Don't buy a designer item that's trendy, because you're going to give it away eventually. Yeah.
And I think it's so interesting too, because I think with TikTok, especially like these trends like come and go so quickly, like quicker than they ever have, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I'll find myself. I mean, all these influencers with their Amazon storefronts, it's like, I respect it, do what you gotta do, but like, it's so interesting because I will find myself like going to these random TikTokers I find who post about a trend, their storefront, going to the Amazon, finding it, getting my size, checking out, and then saying,
what am I doing?
Wait, I don't want this. Like, what the hell? Why? I get so sucked into it because I'm like, that looks so cute on her. I want that instantly. And with Amazon, you can have these trends so quickly. You can have it at your doorstep tomorrow.
And I think it's almost zooming out a little bit, because I find myself getting sucked in too. And then if you just take a split second before you click purchase on something and you think, is this something, like you're saying, that I'm going to want to wear a year from now? And also, I am getting sucked into this because this is on purpose.
Yeah.
They are purposefully romanticizing these trends. Every influencer is being sent these pieces and whatever. It's all constructed by capitalism and by the fast fashion cycle to get you to purchase it. So if you can just kind of take a step back, gain some perspective, and be like, hey, I'm not a sheep. I'm going to make my own decision. Yeah. Do I actually want this?
And I think it's that's good. The beauty of what Zoo is saying is go out to the thrift store and find it, because then it kind of creates some time in between of like, I have to go hunt for it. Do I actually want it that badly? And I think this leads to another question, which is really interesting. What is the last TikTok trend you followed, or what is the last like TikTok fashion trend you kind of like fell into? And for me, it was somebody's freaking Amazon storefront last summer. I bought a crochet dress from Amazon that was like neon green and like all this stuff. So awful on me. I got it and I was like, yeah, I guess like for summer, like this could be cute. Like I felt it was like that pattern of your blanket over there, but did not look that good. And I donated it like almost immediately. I did not wear it once. Mm-hmm. And then it was funny because I was in Beacon's Closet on 13th Street. I love Beacon's Closet. I didn't donate it there. I literally gave it to Goodwill because I don't even think they would buy it, but apparently they would. And I was going through all the summer dresses. I found two from the exact same brand on Amazon.
Well, exactly, because the trend cycle is so short that if you want that Realization Par dress, look on Depop because someone is going to be selling that for half the price.
I would say, I can't think of the last thing, but I'm thinking overall, it almost got me. Y2K almost got me. I feel like this was maybe, this was a little, maybe a year ago or something. Y2K almost sucked me into a rabbit hole.
Can we change the name from Passion to Fashion Part 2 to Y2K almost got me?
Because guys, I almost got. Truly, I started buying, those silly t-shirts, because this is where my playful part comes in. I'll buy a t-shirt that, says, I don't know.
Never crabby. The devil. It's a little crab.
The devil's not available. Talk to me. Or, I'm a whore. I'm like, that's funny. And then I'm having dinner with my parents, and I'm like, I don't want to wear that. And then it never gets worn, because that's only funny when you wear it one time.
She sees a shirt, and she's like, I'm a whore. Immediately purchase.
But do you know what I mean? Like, God's favorite, or whatever those shirts say. Those are hilarious for 1 second, and then the novelty of it wears off, and I feel like that's what's similar with all of Y2K stuff. It's all bedazzled, and it's low-waisted jeans, and it's these, like, funny shirts.
Oh, I bought a pair of low-waisted jeans, and I was pulling those bitches up all night.
Remember when we bought those, like, skinny, low-waisted...
What was wrong with me? True Religion jeans?
You guys, I bought them, too! I got sucked. Y2K got us for a second.
It sucked me hard.
But then
they did.
Whoa!
Sucked you
hard. Oh, don't repeat it.
I guess it got you more than me. Oh my God. You guys were serious.
Sucked me up like a straw. I was going up that plastic straw. Like,
but seriously, I also have those privileges, and I haven't gotten rid of them yet because I keep thinking, maybe one day.
There's going to be a Y2K themed party.
And they're going to want those sometimes.
Yeah, but we have enough Y2K that we could like transition in.
Look. What I want to say about silly t-shirts is...
Don't get them.
Don't buy them. Truly. Like, that. If I ever regret buying something, it's a silly t-shirt. And I talk myself into it because, it's so cheap. And, because I'll see it at a thrift store. Those are the ones that are not that expensive usually. I'm like, it's like $30. This is funny. And then you don't wear those. So, anyways, what was yours?
The last trend I bought into was jorts. And not the cute ones.
Purposefully ugly.
Like the Y2K wrapper to your ankle shorts.
Last August, we went to Austin, Texas to visit my parents. Oh my God, to visit my parents when they were living there. And Zoo, G and I flew down from New York. Zoo met us there from Portland because she was home for a little bit. She gives us a whole haul of everything she's thrifted. She whips out these freaking jorts. We're like, what are those?
They were massive.
They were
big
huge.
Boy.
They went down to like mid-calf.
Yeah.
They were like giving 50 cents for sure.
They were for like an extra large man, I think.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Like, I'm swimming.
They were like regular baggy jeans on her.
Yes. We should post this on our Instagram.
I'll post the one of me wearing the freaking jorts.
Anyways, it was good.
But you guys
in
have
theory.
To ask for it because I'm not just going to put it on there if nobody wants it. It was a hard picture to look at.
No, it was cute in theory, but I still have not worn them to this day. I probably will give them away.
Probably because every time you put them on, you're like,
I look like a skater boy and not in like a cute way.
No.
In a grimy way that looks like I don't shower for a month, which I don't. But like, I don't
want to
present
that.
So that was a regret maybe. But
you know what? This is the other thing you sometimes have to think about when you see these influencers wearing stuff. when you see Bella Hadid can wear a paper bag, yes, and she looks good because it's her job. She's literally a model. So just because she's wearing jorts or something, you kind of have to think, well, what do I look like? What's my body frame? So, for example, for me, I love Kaia Gerber's off-duty style. She's one of my favorite people to follow. But what I have to think about when I see something on her that I like, I have to think, oh, but she's 6 feet tall, and I'm barely 5 feet.
This actually connects to a question. Somebody says, I don't know your height, but we do have one shorter girl here.
Okay.
Ms. Genevieve Hanelius.
I'm your gal.
She said, I don't know your height.
Fun size.
But any tips for shorter girls who are tired of looking 16 at 25? Fashion advice.
Okay, yeah. So I would say,
don't look at Kaia Gerber and think that you can wear that.
But seriously, so that's a good thing. And I'm not saying that, like, you're not pretty enough to wear.
Yeah.
I'm saying think about your proportions and just think about what is flattering on you or what do you like on yourself. For example, I don't think it looks great on me, a maxi dress that Kaia Gerber would wear that goes down to her ankle. On me, it goes all the way down to my foot and probably lower.
It's like dragging on the ground. It's like has a full train behind her.
Yeah. Right, so you have to think, okay, a midi dress on me, because I'm 5'2", is going to be longer than probably the model on the website. You know, does that look cute on me? Same thing with buying jeans. You know, like you're saying, you might have to get things hemmed, or you want to look for a lot shorter of an inseam or something that's cropped, mm-hmm, will actually be full length on you. So I would say just those kind of guidelines, the things that tall girls can wear. Sometimes when you're short, you're just swimming in it.
Yeah.
And then you lose, like, your whole body. So you kind of have to be cautious of that. Because I also love baggy stuff a lot. But I have to say, when you're taller, you can definitely, you can, like, hold more fabric. So when you're shorter,
right,
you just have to, like, think about you in comparison to someone that is, you know, has a couple inches on you.
Right.
Yeah. It's just going to look different, but that doesn't mean you can't do your own version of that.
And I think that goes back to what you were saying about looking at, before, like, you buy it online or buy it on eBay or buy it on Depop or wherever, like, looking at fashion online or an outfit that you like and seeing if you have the things in your wardrobe and then putting, mm-hmm, kind of like-minded things together and, like, seeing if it looks good before you, like, take the plunge and, like, mm-hmm, buy something for that.
Yeah.
Like, if you see baggy jeans, like, come over to my apartment and put on a pair of my pants and see how they look, you know?
Right. Oh, I was also going to say, because she said, what did she want to look older a little bit?
Yeah, she doesn't want to look 16 at 25.
Yes. I was going to say, too, you know, sometimes when you're a shorter gal or you just kind of look on the younger side, wearing, like, a sundress that kind of has almost, like, a kid kind of vibe to it. Like,
right.
That's a thing. And I actually love that look because, again, that's kind of, like, playful and fun to wear things that are almost, like, this childlike vibe. But
jeans
I think
shirt. I'm a whore.
Minus that. But
God's favorite.
But I know I love, like, a sundress and that kind of thing. But yeah, sometimes you can put that on and be, oh, I literally look 7 years old.
Yeah.
So I would say for the shorter gals, you want something that's short. I either love, mm-hmm, like, committing to, if you're going to do a midi skirt or something, that's awesome. But if you're going to wear a dress, make sure that it really hits you higher up than, mm-hmm, on a normal size. Not normal. Everyone's normal. On a taller girl, a lot of dresses are just not made short enough for shorter girls. And you kind of want it to hit you higher mid-thigh, because that's going to give you almost, like, that mature kind of sexy feel that automatically you're going to have when it's normally sized for girls that are, like, 5'8 or something.
Yeah. So, and I think that's kind of – I was talking to Jean Zhu about this earlier before we started filming. I've been starting, like, I really love, like, I think it goes back into kind of, like, looking at your wardrobe, taking care of your wardrobe, buying pieces that really fit you that you're going to have for a long time. I've been really into, like, tailoring these days because, mm-hmm, it's not that expensive. It's, like, to get a pair of pants tailored at the place down the street from me is, like, $10, and they fit it perfectly to you, and it's, like, with a dress, if you find it online and you get it and you love it, but it doesn't hit you at the right spot, go spend the extra $10, $15 and get it hemmed to fit you perfectly because...
Oh my God. My problem is I will never do that. So many of my dresses. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
This is what I have to say. It's like, I always have that in mind when I'm going thrifting and I'll put something on and it doesn't fit me quite perfectly. And I tell myself, oh, like, I'll just get this altered or I'll get this hemmed. And the thing is, I'm never going to do it. Like, there are certain people, like, you will do that, but I know I'm not going to do that. there are so many pieces of clothing, so many clothing pieces in my closet mm-hmm. that are just sitting there waiting to get hemmed that I'm just never going to bring in. And so my tip would also be only get pieces that really fit you.
Yeah.
Like, don't buy something that's too tight thinking, oh, I'm going to fit into this once I lose weight or something. Like, mm-hmm. buy something that fits your body, because clothes are supposed to fit you. You're not supposed to fit your clothes. Yes. So,
yeah.
Like, buy something that you feel good in now, like, in the body that you have now, because it's your body's always yeah. changing, and you want to feel good in it. So,
and just know yourself. I think if you're someone who's going to tailor something, awesome, because that is a great way to get, you know, thrifted pieces to fit you. And then also, if you're mm-hmm. not that person, just know that about yourself, and then don't talk yourself into spending money knowing yeah. you're not gonna actually yeah. go get it hemmed.
I used to just have, like, so many things in my closet that just didn't fit me well at all. And I remember in, like, the beginning of the year, I made the conscious decision of, like, beginning of this year, like, December, January, February. I was like, if this doesn't fit me right now, or I don't like this, I'm either gonna get rid of it, or I'm gonna go get it hemmed to mm-hmm. fit me perfectly, because yeah. I mean, we all live in New York, so our closets aren't huge. I don't have ample space to just be, like, holding on to things that don't look good on me right now, or don't fit me, or don't fit me in the way that I want it to fit me. So I did this, like, conscious thing where I'm like, I looked at everything in my closet, and I was like, you're either going to be sold at Beacon's Closet, mm-hmm. or you're going to Goodwill, or I'm going to go take you to get hemmed. And yeah. that's, like, it's one or the other. There's no more of, like, you're sitting in my closet
right.
waiting for something for me to, like, feel better about myself to wear you, or yeah, for me right. to gain weight to fit into those jeans, or lose weight to fit into those jeans, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, this is me now, and if you don't fit me, you're out of here. Unless it's, like, a really sentimental yeah. piece, yeah. or, like, something that somebody gave me, or there's definitely exceptions, but
totally.
I've really been trying to be, like, conscious about what I have in my closet and feel good and be able to take anything out of my closet and put it on and be like, this fits me perfectly, mm-hmm. or this right. fits me how I want it to fit me, because then I think you exude confidence, sexiness, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. I think that's great.
And I think that answers most of the questions.
Yeah, you guys, thank you guys sending such good questions.
Yeah. Questions. That was, like, so amazing. And I think we're going to ask some more questions for a later podcast, not about fashion, but other stuff. I love having your guys' like, insight on it.
I know. It's mm-hmm. so nice. Also, what you guys want to hear is so helpful, because we'll just, blah. As the title suggests, we will blah, blah, blah the day away. But
yes,
if it's,
yes.
I want to be helpful as much as I can be and say something that's meaningful or helpful at all. So if there's a direction that you guys want us to go in, or something you want us to talk about, please let us know.
Yeah.
We'll do our best.
And we'll see you next week.
Kisses.